Hi.
Hi.
It's a called Linguistic Data Survey, and it's run by the Linguistics Department at the University of Pennsylvania. And, you know, they're getting different. I even got to make an international, an overseas call, and I got to make one a call to U.S. or Canada. And so, you know, they're taking linguistic samples. And it has to be a Native American, so I know you're from Brooklyn. So I called another friend of mine who's an American who lives in Holland yesterday.
For real.
So, so I just thought I'd say hi, and how's life?
Life is very strange right now. Let me put a minor caveat in this.
Yeah.
If this is to be used for educational purposes, I have no problem with it, but be careful where else it gets displayed, since I am a member of the Actors Union, and I normally do such things for money.
Yeah, so I don't know why what you're going to say would be a problem, but if it's something...
It's not what I'm going to say. It's where it gets used. If it's used in, you know, in lecture halls and what have you, then there's no problem whatsoever.
Oh, see, I mean, this is completely a not... I mean, your telephone number, I guess they have, but they don't even know your name, except, you know,
okay.
I don't think this is going to be used in lecture halls. I think this is going to be...
Research.
Yeah, I really, I don't think you have to worry. I mean, I mean, besides, this is not a performance that you have to, that the union would say.
Well, we could argue that one forever. However,
okay.
It's just.
I don't think that's a concern. I mean, I wouldn't say anything about your any laws you may have broken or something. You know, maybe. You know, I suppose.
You're overanalyzing, so I'll let it go.
Okay.
And the other reason we aren't going to go a half hour is because I haven't had anything to eat today.
I
needed to put some stuff in the oven. That's why I had you call me back.
Yeah, well, I suppose I have to, it's a minimum of 15 minutes, so
at least that.
Yeah.
Now, what did you want to talk about?
Oh, I just wanted to find out how you are and what you've been up to.
Well, explain to me exactly what is hoped to be gained from this linguistically.
I don't think you have to worry about that. They just want linguistic samples of Native Americans who may or may not be living in the United States anymore. Not Native Americans, meaning people born, grew up with speaking in, you know,
yes,
American English. And you're from Brooklyn, in case they want to know. So that's I don't think you have to worry about that. They don't want you. It's just a call.
They don't want me to talk in my native language.
You do that for the purposes of the research. You do lapse into Brooklynese quite a bit.
Well,
even though you live in Toronto.
Well, I do that. I lapse into Brooklynese every once in a while.
I think you should just be natural. They want natural conversation and forget about the fact that they're there is my advice.
One of the reasons I do that is, and I do that with you when we are not doing things like this, is because I like the flavors of different things as they come out in English.
Of course.
Different dialects, particularly coming from other languages.
Of course. And you know, Sarah Gray and I lapse into Yiddish idiolect, not Yiddish, but a Yiddish accent. You know Sarah Gray?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we talking, and she says, so I don't know what I'm going to do now. You know, we start talking in a Yiddish,
More than a few performers do it. I do it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally I'll lapse into my
I lapse into Canadian. I start saying A's and stuff, especially when I just got back from Canada.
I don't do that.
Well, you say A.
No, only when I'm being cute.
Yeah, well, that's lapsing.
When I'm being cute.
That's not lapsing.
That's conscious intent.
Yeah, that's conscious intent. But it's conscious intent to do the Yiddish, too, when I do it with Sarah.
Of course.
Anyway, so are you acting? What are you doing? Or same old
acting,
shit?
I've had 3 auditions all year.
Oh, jeez.
This has been a crap year. Mm. This branch, which comprises over half of ACTRA, has been making money this year, but individual actors have not. It's like we all got paid $5.
Mm.
You know, all 6,500 of us got paid $5 this year, and that makes the branch look good, but the rest of us are like, what happened?
Yeah.
So, it's been very little money made.
Yeah.
I did a lot of singing in the subways over Christmas, and I made very little money out of that, but it made me feel good, you know, in that I was getting a really good professional workout.
How are Diane and Catherine? Do you keep in touch with them?
They stopped talking to me about a year ago, September.
Oh. I was thinking, if you hadn't been home, I would have called them. Yeah.
could certainly do that.
I can still call them. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, I get Canadian calls for 22 cents a minute, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, but recently, I was singing in the tubes, and Kate came up and said hello, and decided to reopen contact.
Oh, well, that's nice.
I'm still not sure what all this is about.
Yeah.
There we are. And they haven't talked to McFarlane for a couple of years either, and I don't know what that's about.
I don't think there's any problem there. She calls occasionally and usually gets my machine. I owe her a call. And she has less than a fond word for you. I don't think, you know.
No. I speak to her fairly regularly.
Oh.
But, the happiness girls around the corner have not called her for a long time.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, I don't know. I haven't talked to Diane. She left a message on my machine while I was in California.
Yes. If you call them, by the way, and get a voice you do not recognize, they have another friend staying there for a while.
I don't think I'll call them this weekend anyway. One of these days I'll give them a call.
Whatever.
I don't know if they'll be down for the Folk Alliance. The Folk Alliance is in February in Washington. Maybe I'll see them there.
Well, yes, I'm just finding out some things about all of that mess.
It's going to be in Toronto next year, and so it's really hard to get into the showcase. 300 people apply, and I 18 get its spots, and it's usually big names, you know, or ethnic acts or something, you know. White guys with guitars, you know, sort of don't have a chance unless you have really, I don't know what to say. But it's going to be in Toronto next year, and you should definitely attend. It's going to be at the Harbor Castle, I guess. And it'll only cost you, you know, $150 to attend. I mean, that's a lot of money. Yeah, I know. Well, you can crash it somehow. But I think they do have scholarships, too. What you should do is, whatchamacallit is on the, I know it's hard to talk to Derek Andrews, but get him to send you materials as it approaches next year, or I'll send you materials. Do you have access to a fax machine, by the way, if I ever want to fax you? I just got a fax machine, and I love it.
Oh, everybody thinks they're cute. They're the end toy of the 90s, but...
well, you know what?
For $700, forget it.
Oh, no, mine costs $225, and it's... does everything.
Yes, but you're living in a country where discounts are possible.
Oh.
This is Rip City up here. This is a different arrangement.
Yeah. Yeah, this is was an older model, a Brother machine that I bought in one of these Office Max places in Staples, whatever it was, you know. And,
yeah.
And, you know, they have the new models, cost $300, and they sell the old models that do the same thing, that just don't take as large a paper roll or something or have as many memories, which I don't care about, for $225 or something.
Well, if I had access to Staples, then I would be more interested in the idea.
Well, I'll fax you some stuff on the Folk Alliance next year, if you give me a local copy shop fax number. You know, some of those places...
No, I can't do that.
Oh, okay.
I can't do that kind of running around.
Okay. Well, sometimes there's a place on the corner that receives faxes, and they dollar a page or something, you know.
Yes, I know. No.
Okay.
It's more hassle than it's worth.
Yeah. So who do you run into, any of the musicians around? You ever run into Danny Greenspoon? Or?
You can always do a Xerox and send it to me.
Yeah, sure I could. You're still in Vaughan Road.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I keep hearing Danny's credits on the air, but I don't see him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Podolak. I talked to Podolak a couple months ago. He moved to Victoria, I think, and he's doing a festival called World Next Door in August. But I'm trying to get his number now to call him. I guess I'll have to break down and call information and see if he's, you know, directory assistance. And
yeah.
I don't know. He seemed interested in having me. I haven't been to BC in years. You know, I haven't been to any Canadian festivals in a long time, except for London 2 years ago. You know.
Yeah, well, I haven't either. Don't feel stepped on.
Yeah. So but I'm definitely coming up for the Toronto meeting. You know, I'll try to arrange some gigs on the way and stuff. You know.
Yeah, but
that's next
that's
February.
That's already 97.
Yeah,
right?
97. Yeah. So.
97 is.
Yeah.
97 might as well be another planet by me.
Yeah. So are you as healthy as you can be?
No, I could be healthier for such as passes for normal for me. I am several steps off. I'm not at all thrilled with that. But what can I say?
Yeah.
What can a person like myself say to a vegetable? Rutabaga.
Well, I'm glad they voted to keep your country together, or your country, their country.
Yes, that's another bunch of headaches, and one of the prime stinkers in that mess is already setting up to do it again.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of francophones elsewhere in the country that are determined to stop him
because
they feel that the whole thing is a crock.
Yeah, it would have been a drag. Well, it'd be good for stamp collectors, I guess.
Oh, it'd be very good for stamp collectors. These people are, in spite of the fact that this seems to be an old idea, I've been having people describe to me the historical roots of this, and it goes back quite a long time, but it is nonetheless bizarrely naive and highly prejudiced in several areas. And in point of fact, I may encapsulate it within my viewpoint by saying that I think that these guys are talking about Quebec separating as in terms of a separation between Upper and Lower Canada from a century and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't possible anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It simply cannot be
it's
done.
It's too integrated. Yeah.
Yeah. This is part of something wholly else.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this, but all the First Nations, the Innu,
yeah, they don't want to be part of it. Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah,
hey,
I listen to Radio Canada International, man. In fact, and I also get CFRB broadcast on shortwave as CFRX.
Oh, really?
In fact, here it is right now. I'll get it for you.
No, that's okay. I got something else going on over here in the background.
And Radio Canada would be on 9805. Let's see. I can't get it now. 11.7.
It's better. I got CBC FM going on here.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so I was just listening to CFRB, and I listen to Radio Canada International. Although they're going off the air, they're lost their funds, and unless something is done by March 31st, Canada will not have an international shortwave broadcast station, which is really a drag because I can, you know, I listen to all the shows and CBC News and As It Happens and, you know, all kinds of stuff, you know, Spectrum, Peter Gazowski doing interviews and shit like that, you know.
The G is not pronounced.
Gazowski.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, my Polish mentor keeps me informed of these things, besides the fact that I know Peter for years.
Not even silently, like Gzowski?
It's just about completely swallowed between Peter on the one hand and Greg Malzetsky on the other hand, and my latest Polish contact.
Mm-hmm.
You know who that is?
No.
John Townley.
John Townley? He's Polish?
John has...
John, the guitarist from Virginia?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
John Townley and I reconnected here about a year and a half ago. And John has been... I forget how he got into it, but he got tangled up with some musical things in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been spending more and more time there. He's,
nice.
He's really finding some things there that call to him.
Maybe
but
I should ask him what he does there and get over to Poland. Is he still living in, what is it, Virginia Beach or Norfolk or something like that?
Yeah, he moved recently. Broke up with his old lady.
You got a number for him?
Yeah, but not in this recording.
Okay.
But yes, I have.
Well, if I ever want to go to Poland, I'm going to Israel this summer for the first time.
Uh huh.
There's a festival I've been reading about run by some Brits, British immigrants there.
Uh-huh.
And so Tom Paxton was doing it 2 years ago, and I happened to see him before he went over, and I said, hey, you know, save me some postage. Here's some it'd be nice if you, you know, I sent my tapes over with him. And I get a letter from the festival organizer who says, we'd love to have you next year. And now, for Tom, they got sponsorship from American Airlines to pay his airfare. And for some reason, last year, they didn't have sponsorship. And they said, we'd love to have you, but I'm afraid you're going to have to pay your own airfare, and we'll take care of you when you're here and all that stuff, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I decided not to do it. I didn't have $1,000 to throw out, you know. And I'm glad I waited, because this fall, he wrote me, faxed me, and said, we decided to have you. We'll come up with your airfare somehow. And I one airfare at least. And I said, great. So I committed myself. It's in July. And then I applied. I just sent it in Friday. I applied to the Fund for U.S. Artists at International Festivals and Exhibitions in New York. And I applied for $5,000 to bring a trio and included artist fees and stuff like that. So who knows? They're, you know, funding is fucked up. So what I'll probably, you know, I'll probably get half of that or something. But, you know, to take a group over, take at least my fiddler. And my fiddler, Bob Green, my fiddle mandolinist, he's interested in going anyway, probably, because he likes to go over and he has a little money, has a job, you know, a day job. So he'll probably go over anyway. And the USIS, U.S. Information Service, arranged two concerts for $500 a total. So we got that, too. I can give him the $500, you know. And so I'm really excited about it.
I may call you back for some details on this. We won't get
on the festival, point. Yeah. I think you would really like it. I mean, it's too late for this year, probably. But
you know, I never heard from Turner.
The thing is, you have to send him stuff in.
I did.
Who?
Turner.
Oh, Turner. No, I'm talking about the Israel Festival. Yeah, you could send him stuff.
No, I'm saying I never heard from them.
I sent
them stuff. I called them about half a dozen times.
Oh, jeez.
And,
when was this?
After you first gave me the connection. I called them several times.
Well, you know who played it? You know who was a good person to talk? Whatchamacallit's there every year. Goldstein, Rosalie Goldstein is there every year. And this past year, I saw her in Philadelphia. She was doing a thing, you know, road managing Laura Smith.
Uh-huh.
And she was in town, and I talked to her briefly, and she said that he'll. So Laura was going over for the festival, and I think they also had Jim Keelahan. And so they use Canadians. I don't know. You just have to. You send them a tape and everything, huh? And they never even replied.
Nope.
Did you talk? Well, try to talk to Karsten. I mean, it's too late for this year.
I called them.
And did you talk to Karsten?
I called them half a dozen times, and I always ended up leaving messages, and I never got an answer.
Well, that's not nice. They should at least call back. They're not chintzy with the phone. I mean, they let me make calls to Germany while I'm there and shit like that, you know. So when I'm hanging out in the office, you know, so they're not like chintzy. They're nice, you know. You think they would call you back? I don't know what to tell you. I would. When did you send them stuff?
Not too long after you gave me the address.
Mm-hmm.
And I called them about a half a dozen times over the next year.
What they do is they sort of book in, you know, like late fall, you know.
Well, whatever. But like I say, you know, a half a dozen phone calls and no answer.
That's not good.
I can tell you what my answer to that is.
Yeah.
You know, put it in your ear, Charlie.
That's not nice. They should call you back.
You
know what you might do? Drop them a postcard and say, you haven't returned my phone calls, but I'm just wondering if you did receive the materials, and I would like to get your reactions to the materials, whether I should try again for a future year.
I don't know if I give a goddamn anymore, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten this attitude now from festivals, both local Ontario, major U.S., unmajor Canadian Western festivals, and I don't know if something cosmic is happening to my career or what, but I'm getting very tired of dealing with people like this. I really
what do you mean
am.
Something cosmic?
you know, like some
negative,
some major forces affecting my career other than my own intent.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
In a negative manner is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But whatever's happening, the point is...
Let me switch off my coffee machine. Yeah, go ahead.
The face of it is that I keep getting, dead contacts, like people who will say things and react to me enthusiastically and do nothing, or people who don't answer the phone calls or what have you.
Hey, look, you know, I know how you feel. I get a lot of rejection, too, you know. What can I say?
It's mostly what I get, and, I'm getting a little tired after 35 years. I'm really getting tired.
So when he moved to New Zealand, I guess you knew that.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I went down to the Ralph Renzo Memorial Concert at Highlander last April, and I saw a lot of people.
Ralph leave?
Ralph had AIDS, as you may have known.
Did not know.
Yeah, he died during his festival in 1994.
Jesus, no, I didn't know anything about this.
Oh, and he... there was a lot of people you would have known at the concert. Izzy Young was in from Sweden. He got some kind of grant money to do some kind of song research from Jerry Garcia, who was alive at the time. And a lot of people that you would know, from the old days in New York.
Right.
You know, people, old-timers, Manny Greenhill and was there. And they had a big concert, Pete Seeger and Bernice Regan and, just Doc Watson, cast of thousands,
Really?
Yeah, and Kenny Goldstein, my folklore professor, just died. So it's been, I inherited all his Western clothes. Where do you see my new outfits? I've got fantastic enough Western.
Oh, you and Kenny were the same size?
Well, yeah, he was giving me stuff while he was alive, because like his neck got thicker,
funny.
You know. And now I've got a closet full of Western clothes enough for the whole rest of my life.
Oh, what a scream. What a nice gesture.
Yeah. But he's someone that's, he's really my mentor, and I miss him, as many other people will, of course. But,
may he rest in laughter and music. What can I say?
Huh?
May he rest in laughter and music.
Yep. And, when he moved to New Zealand, and...
Have you heard from him since?
Well, I haven't heard personally. He sends email to people, and I get word of his email, messages.
Yeah.
I wrote him. I'm trying to talk him into, we have a perfect demo tape because he's on my album. I'm trying to get him to book me a tour enough for airfare to go to visit New Zealand,
Yeah, right.
Well, he's not good at that, but maybe one of these days.
No, he's not.
I gave him a whole bunch of names, I think he'd work on it, but, it'd be a dynamite thing, just hire a bass player down there and have Winnie and me, and would be, you'd think people, he's a fantastic musician, and I'm a good performer, and we'd have a nice tour, but he, So I just sent him a letter and said, should I be talking to you on the phone about this or what, but he seems happy.
Well, he seems happy. I would have said nuts in love was a better description.
Yeah, I guess. She's very nice. She was in Philadelphia.
Oh, you met her?
Last Christmas, yeah. And she's very nice. Very nice woman. Very warm woman. Gray hair.
Well, you may not have noticed this, Saul, because we don't normally think of it since we tend to think
we
of
have gray
like
hair.
15 years old. We're not kids anymore.
Yeah. I know
I'm rather
that.
Pissed off at that, but we're not kids.
And I got a lovely girlfriend that I hope you'll meet sometime, although it would be difficult. She's in a wheelchair.
I heard about her.
Who did you hear from?
Winnie.
Oh, when did you talk to Winnie?
Before he left.
Oh, I see.
I was talking to him on and off.
Great.
I must have called him about 4 or 5 times in the month that he was packing,
yeah.
Amongst other things, just to distract him a little bit so that he wouldn't go, wouldn't be driving himself straight nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And he appreciated it, and I appreciate it. We got a lot of things said, and I needed some homeopathic advice from him, too.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, so that's been nice. She's a very sweet, sweet woman, Colleen, and so that's been nice. I spend a lot of time out at her place in the suburbs, on weekends, And she drives, so that's nice. We can go to Washington and, you know, stuff like places that are accessible. Concerts and stuff.
Andy Cohen is in town.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. I want to tell you.
I saw Bruce Phillips in California last month.
I want to tell you that Late Night Noodles with Cohen and Scarlett is a show not to be missed.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah, say hi to Scarlett and to Moe's and Tina. Who else? Who else should I say hello to? Judy Pearly, if you see her. I don't know. Say hello to everybody. I miss it up there. I'm definitely going to have to get up next summer. Well, definitely be up in February, but I don't know. You know.
In February.
Yeah, that's the next February. The Folk Alliance.
It's already a year and a half. Yeah.
Well, it's a year and 2 months and 1 month.
Whatever.
Yeah, but. So I don't know whether I'll get up there before that. Well, if I can talk Mitch into having me at his festival in B.C., maybe I'll fly through Toronto or something, you know.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to go. They're going to cut us off soon. It's almost a half hour. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, dear, it
and,
does.
And you need to eat.
Drastically.
Yeah, and give my love to everybody there that I know. I've probably forgotten several people.
Okay,
and
I'm sure Diane will be delighted to hear from you, even secondhand.
Yeah, well, I'll give her a call sometime, but not today. I'm going to run out of here in a half hour, so.
Whatever.
The snow has been horrible down here, as you know.
Yes, I know. We haven't had exactly horrible, but what we have had is still mostly on the street.
Yeah.
So we have that.
Well, the temperature's going down tonight, by the way, so dress warmly if you go out. It's going down to, like, -8. I just heard on CFO.
-8?
I'm pretty sure I heard that correctly. Check.
Oh, are you talking about Canadian or?
No, Toronto, yeah. I'm listening to CFRB this afternoon.
-8. That's 20 degrees. I don't worry about 20 degrees.
Oh, okay. When it gets
down to real zero, when it's -16, then I worry about it.
Yeah, but it's been, like, freezing up there right around.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was. We had a heat wave today. It was something like 35 degrees.
Yeah, right. I know that. Yeah. Okay. Listen. Lovely to talk to you. Thanks for letting me use you as a guinea pig.
I don't mind at all. Listen, now, listen. Can I call you after 11?
It's cheaper after 12, isn't it?
11.
Oh, I thought it was 12. Are you sure? Okay.
Some areas of the continent, different states.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And
I'm up till
4.
I'm still up till 4 in the morning.
Oh, all right.
Unless I have a school gig the next day or something, you know, that I, you know, go to bed at 1 in the morning, you know.
All right.
But, yeah, I'm absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you have any school gigs between now and Wednesday?
Between now and Wednesday. Well, I'm probably going to go away. It's a holiday tomorrow. I'm probably going to go up to my girlfriend's and stay there till late tomorrow night. But you could call me late tomorrow night or Tuesday or Wednesday. Yeah, I'll be around.
Okay,
Tuesday.
So you're gone tonight.
Yeah, why do you want to call me?
More about festivals.
International
festivals.
Well, geez, we could have done that now.
No, I didn't want to do that.
What festivals do you want to talk about?
Well, the Israeli thing, amongst others.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's probably going to be too late for this year.
Well, that's okay, but I'll,
they won't pay. I definitely won't pay your airfare. They already paid my airfare. You know, they're.
Don't worry about it. I'll pump you for information, and then I'll see who I want to talk to.
I could mail it to you too. Well, it's easy for me to give it to you on the phone. It'll just take a couple minutes. You know,
yes,
I'll be glad to give you that. And I'll tell you what might
but
be a good thing to do. I think I have a. Do I have a demo tape of yours?
You have my album.
Yes, on tape.
I think so.
I could take that over and give it to him.
Yes.
And I even have some of your publicity material, I think. So why don't I just do that? I'm going to mark down in my July calendar, take Texas stuff over. Maybe he'll love you, and he'll
okay,
contact
you. Okay, but in the
you.
Meanwhile, I still want to pump you for some other information.
All right. Well.
All right, but
fine.
You're not home tonight.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not sure yet, but I think I won't be home tonight. Yeah, better say for tomorrow night or Monday night or Tuesday night.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good by moi.
Okay.
Okay, Booby, take
bye-bye.
Good care of you,
you
and
too.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Bye.